Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's just a very, very good idea. If there's something on your mind that you'd like to chat with me about, what you have to do is just get your little fingers ready and punch in those old numbers, 855-993-7569, right? Which is 855-99-DR-JOY. Have you guys noticed I've been doing the, I do listen, you know, I've been doing the phone numbers more like a phone number, because someone called and said, you know, you give them out, and we're used to 3, 3, and 4, and you're doing 3, 2, and 5, so I stopped doing it. I'm very, among other things, I'm pretty, obedient isn't exactly the right word. If you could explain to me why I should do something, then I'm most likely to do it. Taking things on faith, admittedly, not my strong suit, right? What can I tell you? It's the scientist in me. And even the scientist is in me, as you can hear, so it does a lot of arguing with other things. Okay, 855-993-7569. All right, my computer just burped at me, so I'm now trying to... let's see if there's another way of doing this so we can get back to what we were doing. 855-993-7569 is the way to get in touch with me if there's something on your mind. And again, let me just take just a moment. I know we spent a long time with Dave, but I think it's such an important kind of issue about how do we deal with our kids? How do we help them when they're having a hard time? How do we, most importantly, how do we transition from being the authority figure for a young, which is important for a young child, as opposed to being more of a consultant for an older child? Because treating a 21-year-old the same way you treat a 2-year-old, not a very good idea. It won't work, and as Dave, I think, appropriately pointed out, it's a way to lose your kid. And lose them is probably not exactly the right way of saying it, but that you certainly decrease the ability for your kid to feel comfortable around you during those transition years. So I thought maybe what we'd do here, Trev, is talking about your best memories with your kids and or with your parents.
Oh, heck of a segue. Perfect.
Thank you, Trev. Trev is my guy today. I think I'm driving him a little nuts because I think it's the first time in the history of my program. I must say, I've been on the air long enough that there was once a fire in the building. There was once all of a sudden, there was a bomb in the building once. And basically, my whole deal is you just keep talking, and there have been fire alarms. I tend not to want to become a crispy critter. So when there's a fire, my tendency is to think, maybe it's a good time to leave, but I think that's the very first time that I've ever said that. Trev, can you fill in with me? And it was, what, about 45 seconds or something?
Yeah, it wasn't long.
Yeah, but okay. Thanks. I thought, well, I could probably, I'm probably only like a minute and a half away from a break, but the question is, will the entire building have to be evacuated in that minute and a half if I don't do something now? So I decided that, that alacrity was the better part of a fired alarm. I just made that statement up. I think it probably is not going to be very quotable. 855-993-7567. Oh, I should tell you my plated experience over the weekend. Actually, this is my favorite thing to torture Trev. Not actually to. Did you bring in something today, Trev?
No, I forgot my snack.
All right. Well, then this is torture.
I'll
but
be right.
It's, you know, okay. Fair enough. Well, these are two things. I don't know how you feel about them. One is a vermicelli with. It's called like a nok sauce or something like that. It has radishes and it's very Chinesey. It has fish sauce in it and lime and Thai peppers, which I'm being very careful about these days. And but vermicelli, and it's cooked vermicelli in a way that I've never done before, which is you boil the water and then you just put the raw vermicelli in it and let it soak up the water. You don't boil it. which I've never done before. But it was really funny because I was talking with my kid over the weekend, and she said, well, that's what I had for lunch. Because she loves that kind of food. So that was pretty good. And it's better cold than it is warm, but it's not bad. And the other thing I made, which was a very bizarre thing, and I just decided I would try it, quinoa, which I love anyway. But this is quinoa that has some lemon zest in it and some almonds, some slivered almonds. And what you do is you barbecue carrots. You cook them first for about 5 minutes, and then you put them on the barbecue or the grill. And you char them, and then you make this kind of yogurt-y chive sauce. And I thought, well, you know, carrots are not one of my favorite vegetables, but they have a high sugar content. I do like quinoa. But it's a really satisfying dish, and it's very filling. I was really surprised, and it's very pretty. I tweeted it, so you can see it. But it was one of those things that I thought, I don't know about this. But it's actually very good. It's got a lot of, as I said, it feels more substantial than the recipe itself would imply. Are you impressed? Or are you not a carrot person?
Yeah, I love carrots.
Well, this one, it's really easy to make. You cook the carrots for about five. You peel the carrots, cook them for about 5 minutes, then put them on a grill.
Nice.
And of course, one of the reasons people love carrot juice, for example, and carrot cake is carrots have a very high proportion of sugar in it. But this is a nice combination because the carrots stay crunchy. The almonds, the slivered almonds are crunchy. Quinoa is kind of a nutty flavor. And then the kind of yogurt and buttermilk and chive sauce. It's really good. I also figured out one other thing. I know this is turning into a cooking show. Not really. Is that, you know, you're supposed to do this thing with garlic, which is to make it a paste. Have you ever tried to do that? I wasn't able to. Well, and my daughter said, I said, well, I just mince it. She said, no, Mom, it's not the same. My daughter is the cook. So what I did was, you know, one of those little plastic bags, if you just take the garlic and then you take a can of anything and just roll it over it, or a rolling pin, and then put a little bit of, just a little bit of, like, a couple of grains of, like, sea salt or kosher salt in it, it makes this paste, and it's completely different flavor and taste and utility in recipes when it calls for it. So I just thought I'd pass that along. Okay, best memories with your kids. Now, so, Trev, you don't have kids. Do you want to talk about your favorite memory with your parents?
I just think that any time I was able to kind of spend one-on-one time with either parent, either mom or dad, it was just kind of nice. I mean, I had three younger brothers, so, you know, that kind of quality face-to-face time was not scarce, but, you know, scarce enough.
I agree.
That it just made for memorable moments.
I remember my father taking me to a Denver, it was the Denver Bears then, it wasn't even the Denver Rockies, baseball game, when the Denver Bears were the farm team for the Yankees. And because my dad was not one of those kind of touchy-feely dads, and he really liked the boys better than the girls, so I remember that. But one of the reasons I was so close to my grandmother is every year on my birthday, she would take me all by myself to the May DNF to go shopping and would buy something brand new for me. And then she would take me to the Blue Parrot. Can't believe I can remember that. The Blue Parrot. And if you ate all your food, you got to go into the pirate's treasure chest and pick out something. And I can probably tell you everything she bought me my entire childhood just because it was one-on-one. So for those of you who have more than one child, and think, well, you know, the kids will spend time with each other. Don't you buy it for a moment. Brothers and sisters, I suppose, are nice when you grow up, depending on the brother and sister, but it's time with parents. Okay, so let's look at what people said their best memories were.
All right, some of the best memories with their kids. Let's see, Lorraine starts with their achievements in academics, among others.
Yeah, it's nice to have your kid. I liked... you know, it's one of the things that I sort of was thinking about over the weekend with my kid. I'm trying to remember exactly why she learned to give foot rubs. But she did. And her favorite thing to do would be say, Friday, Mom, let's get a pizza and rot our brains and watch television. She would give me a foot rub. I think because even then she was very smart and realized that television was not my thing. But if she gave me a foot rub, that I'd probably let her do almost anything, including watching television. So she could still outsmart me. 855. It's always been so. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to give me a holler, whatever it is that's on your mind, to 855-993-7569. Okay, so we're talking, and it was sort of an interesting, as Trevor pointed out so graciously, transition from Day's Call to talking about what you remember of your childhood, your best memories of being a kid or being a parent, either one. Okay? So the idea being that if you for most of us, I think thinking about our childhood and thinking about the things that you remember the best quite often are, as Trevor pointed out, quiet moments, moments that were quite often one-on-one. And if you can recreate those, it wasn't the yelling, you know, it wasn't the being disciplined. It was when your parent really seemed to be on your side, I think, as much as anything else. All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, let's see what other people said.
All right, Frankie says all of them.
That's not very helpful.
Nice.
Good, yeah, good for you.
Francis says, they would no doubt all agree that the harder times were the best. For instance, the Christmas I forgot to put money aside for a Christmas tree. What's a mother to do? Long story short, but we ended up with three.
Well, you know, well, no, don't make the long story short. How did you do it?
She'll have to call in and tell us.
Yeah. I remember one Christmas where it was in San Francisco, and this gardener was pulling up these trees, that little pine trees. And I said, what are you going to do with those? He said, throw them away. And I said, oh, no. So I flocked them. You spray them with the white stuff. I thought, if I were going to be, this is going to be my last season on Earth. I decided that what I'd want to do is to be flocked. So I flocked them, and I tied them with little ribbons, and they were very pretty trees. So it was pretty cool. It was actually, and they were very pretty. Put little white lights on them. It was pretty cool. There we go. All right, 855-993-7569. You know, I make these kind of decisions every once in a while that, oh, yeah, this is if I were a tree, this is what I'd want to be. I know that's anthropomorphic. I'm sorry. There we go. All right. What else we got?
I'm going to try and get through this one. Maxwell has responded very nicely, but it's a bit syntactically all over the place. It goes like this. As a kid of 14, I went on a road trip to NS.
Nova Scotia.
Thank you. With my parents, it was in January, and we met with a major storm, stranded on the highway near Moncton, NB. I was amazed at how calm my father was and how good he was with my mom and I, and how I used my coat hangers to help the truckers get the hitch off the highway. One of my best memories as a mother with my two kids was how we always loved those road trips along the coastal route through Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, etc. Such fun, and how we happened upon that fair in Augusta, Maine, and the fun we had that day.
Well, that's good. I mean, she remembers road trips happily. I remember road trips. We were in South Dakota in the Badlands, and there was nothing around for as far as you could see, probably in like 30 miles. And it is flat, so you could see for a very long time. And a car came out of nowhere and hit us, came across the median and hit us. And we were in a station wagon, and there were, I think at the time, there were at least five kids, maybe six. And the chaos it created, but I do remember it. I don't remember being particularly scared. I just remember thinking that it was kind of bizarre. But I had to sit, as I said, I had to sit in the back seat facing the other direction. That's when I learned to read a map, because my mom couldn't read a map, and my father would get really upset with her. And as soon as I figured out I could learn to read a map and sit in the front seat so I didn't have to sit facing the wrong direction, my entire life changed. So, what can I tell you? There are skills that are pivotal in your life, right? All right, what else we got?
Well, that kind of reminds me. We went on a two-week road trip in my grandparents' RV.
Was that fun or awful?
It was the most fun. I remember that even to this day, and I think it was, I must have been like 11 or 12.
Yeah, I think RVs are really fun for everybody but the driver, because they're so spacious.
Yeah, it was fun. My dad drove. I remember distinctly we would go to these like KOAs or campsites or whatever.
Yeah.
I remember distinctly we were playing hide and seek in the dark, running around this campsite because it was late fall, so there was nobody there, and my dad was hiding in a tree, and my mom thought it'd be super fun to page him, because this was the time of pagers, because like he'd get a little bump and be like, oh my gosh, I'm being accosted by a squirrel in this tree. Or no, she thought it was would be on beep and they would give away his position, but the former actually happened. He got scared out of a tree by his
wife beeped on
that. That was fun.
Did he fall?
I think he very nearly fell, but we weren't. We didn't find him.
Are your parents still together?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So well, I am. Look, you'd have to figure that a man would climb a tree to play hide and seek with his kids, and a wife who would beep him to for him to think that a squirrel was nipping on him are so matched in terms of whacked out sense of humor that they'd probably be together for. They'd either hate each other on sight or be together forever.
Yep, exactly.
Now, that's great.
Yeah.
Playful parents, yeah.
Agree.
Of course, I guess if you've got four sons, how close are you guys in age?
We are extremely close. My youngest brother, I think we're all within 5 years.
Wow. Four boys in 5 years.
That's right.
Does your mother drink a lot? She probably should.
No,
if she doesn't.
If she does, she hides it well.
Well, yeah, listen, I think that no jury in the land would convict her. Living with five men, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. All right. So Amy says, those memories of my son, my parents, and I, we used to do stuff together almost every weekend, vacation together, etc. One of my favorites is when my son, my mom, and I were in Duluth on Lake Superior. My son, he was around 6, and I were tossing rocks into the lake. There was a small channel that separated us from a huge dog. The dog looked at us and immediately jumped in the water, swimming across the channel toward us. We both got scared and ran up a steep hill into the car, which my mom was sitting in because she wasn't able to walk down the hill to the lake with us. She got so nervous seeing us running to the car with a giant dog chasing us and hearing us screaming that when we got in the car, she kept hitting the door lock button so we couldn't get in the car. It all turned out in the end. Everyone was safe, and after a short bit laughing so hard, it was a time that we reminded her of often, and to this day, my son and I frequently laugh about it.
You know, there really is something, isn't it, about things that at the time seem disastrous that just in retrospect are absolutely memorable and wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lovely memory. Hopefully the dog
story.
Was friendly and just wanted somebody to play with.
Too funny. All right, so Robert says, I do remember my mom letting me stay up late one night as a child to watch Gene Kelly in Singing in the Rain on TV.
Ah!
As I get older, I can see a lot of my dad and myself. He did have a kind of weird sense of humor, and I know that I got that from him. And then he tagged a picture of my dad receiving a pair of Joe boxers for Christmas.
You go, Dad. You go, Joe. You go, boxers. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Nancy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm calling from California.
Well, how's the weather?
It's foggy today. It's nice, but anyway.
Where in California?
North of San Francisco, about 70 miles.
Uh-huh.
It's very nice here.
Good.
My situation is that I was laid off work. It's been 3.5 months, and it was a downsizing situation, and they were pretty cold about how they expressed it. I was shocked. I was surprised because there was no warning.
Were other people laid off at the same time you were?
No, just me.
Ugh. How long had you been there?
Well, I worked as an independent for over 2 years and then on staff for a year. And it was a good-paying job.
Mm-hmm.
It was 40 hours a week, and it was on a professional level.
Okay.
Since then, I ran out and got my resume updated, so it was right on the mark.
Okay.
And then came home and relaxed. And I haven't gotten a sense to get back out there. And I'm like...
Okay, so we need to motivate you. We need to get you up off your little butt and out looking for a job. What kind of work did you do?
I worked in a marketing support system for a sales manager.
Did you get letters of recommendation from your supervisors?
Yes,
okay, good for you. Well, there are a couple of things you could do. What specifically is the question? How to motivate yourself?
Well, one of the problems is, and it's not that I'm just not motivated, I'm having trouble making choices with what I want. It's like I'm hitting walls, and
I've never
went through that before.
All right, there are a couple of ways of dealing with this, Nancy. The first is to sort of decide that I don't necessarily have to pick one thing I want to do. I can have two or three, but I have to be specific about what I want. For example, do you want to go back to what you were doing? Is this a time where you'd really like to move laterally? Is this a time that you'd like to try something completely different? Is this a time where you'd like to take a lower paying job that's less stressful and perhaps go back to school? Or would you like to get a job that would pay for your schooling? So I think you don't need to make one path necessarily, although if that's where you get, that's fine. But I think you do need to have some pretty concrete notions, because otherwise, when I can remember when a woman came into me in therapy a bunch of years ago, and she said essentially the same thing. She said, I'm looking for a job. And I said, what do you want to do? And she said, well, I don't want to file. I don't want to be secretarial. I don't want to be second office. So she was very specific about what she didn't want and had no idea of what she wanted. And you knew what was going to happen, because she was specific about something. She was going to end up doing that, because it was the only thing she could conceptualize. So it's not a bad idea to start with my magic wand. And it only works for 24 hours, but figure out what the dream job would be. Then figure out where you are with respect to the dream job. For example, I've always wanted to run my own marketing firm. Well, you have some marketing background. Do you know some other people? Do you have some capital? Yada yada. Do you have some customers? But I don't want to sort of give you examples, because I'm just going to be pulling them out of the ozone. But the point being to think specifically about what you would like to do. And then it may be, so that's one group of things. Then think about what you're really qualified to do, and what you like to do. And those are not necessarily the same overlap. It may be that what you really want to do, you have no experience in and no particular qualifications, but it's what you want to do. The second category is what you're capable of doing, what you already know how to do. And the third is what what you like doing or what you're good at doing. Probably the middle is what you're good at doing, and the last one is what you really enjoy doing. Now, what we're looking for is either some overlap, which sometimes happens, sometimes not, or it may be that there are three different paths. Mm-hmm. So what you do is you do one resume that talks about, say, for the next year, to do something very similar to what you were doing before. Or you can have something that says, I don't care as much about making the money, but I really want to try this new direction because I've always wanted to do this. Or the third is, I really like doing this kind of thing, and I've never really done it for work, but it's something I really like to do as opposed to something I'm good at. So you can have different sort of aspirations. I was going to say job description, but those aren't really descriptions of a job. They're descriptions of a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't necessarily have to do one, because you can have actually three different resumes. You may also want to do something like take the civil service exam, because the civil service exam is free. It's offered several times a year. You find out from your local post office when the next time is, and you're instantly put on a GS list,
mm-hmm.
government service list, and the government hires one out of every six people in this country. So not a bad thing to do, and it can kind of work as, because they'll send you listings for which you're qualified, which is kind of a Sears Roebuck catalog. You may also want to go online, because a lot of people are finding jobs online these days.
Mm-hmm.
You may want to go and talk with an employment agency. So the point is that you can do all sorts of different things, but you're right, having some notion of what you want to do, and again, the one-year plan as opposed to the five-year plan. But I think I would really recommend paper and pencil at this moment, because you don't want to spin your wheels. And I think that's part of why you're being immobilized at this moment, is you're not thinking about things specifically enough. And what I would suggest, I'm going to give you a homework assignment. What I would suggest is you, as soon as you and I are finished, get out your paper and pencil, get started on it, and then, call me back within 24 hours, because that way, because otherwise it's going to be, 3 months.
Well,
so get started.
The thing is that I've done some of those things. The nervousness that goes with it.
That's okay. Being nervous is perfectly okay. Don't worry about the nerves at all.
Okay.
All right. That's, you know, we all have this notion that we'll know the right job when it pops up because it'll feel right. That's nonsense.
No.
That anything new, by definition, is unfamiliar and it's going to cause some anxiety. So don't assume that if it's the right thing, it'll feel okay. It won't. And sometimes a job can feel just fine at the beginning and turn out to be a disaster. And sometimes jobs can feel really unclear at the beginning because we're really challenged and turn out to be fine. So don't, your tummy has no say-so in this.
Okay.
All right, but get started on it.
Okay.
All righty?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Susan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown. How are you?
I'm good, Susan. How are you?
Fine. I'm just going to jump in with my question.
Jump right in.
Ask the background.
All right.
Okay, how does it always signal a problem if a spouse is looking at porn on the Internet?
No. I mean, it can be a problem for you as a spouse who's not crazy about doing it, but
right.
You have to remember, you know, the men have been looking at porn since they were, you know, 8 or 9 years old.
Right.
As women, we're sort of offended by it because we read romance novels. You know, we
right.
sort of, it's the same phenomenon. It's sort of fantasy, and men are historically much more visually oriented than we are. And for us, it all needs to be in soft focus and all about love and romance, but it's the same stuff. It's just, it's sexual excitation, and that, you know, that if men knew our thoughts about romance novels, they would not be thrilled whenever they saw us with a Harlequin romance. So, I mean, and it's just, the Internet is just the display, or the delivery system. Before that, there were cave paintings, and there were, you know, dirty postcards, and there was Playboy, and, you know, so, I mean, so isn't of itself a problem? No. It's certainly fairly common. But if it's troublesome for you, number one, it can create some problems. Number two, you need to look at whether or not, for example, if the two of you are not having sex, if he wants sex more than you do, and he's looking at pornography to fill in the gap, so to speak, because he doesn't want to kind of inflict himself on you, then what do you care? On the other hand, if you'd like to have more sex and he's looking at pornography instead, that's certainly troublesome. So I think you need to figure out context, which is basically true of almost everything we talk about, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, that whole issue about pornography is one of the things that I get asked about nearly continually. And, you know, actually, slightly less now than I used to, which is interesting, maybe because it's so easy to be privately pornographic, so to speak, because of the Internet, right? Before, you had to have a magazine and the kids could find it, or it'd be in the truck or the garage or whatever. And I think men and women just look at pornography so differently that, again, it's one of those things that is almost invented to make sure that men and women never get along about anything. Because men view it primarily as, what's the big deal? Women view it as, you're comparing me, and she turns you on more than I do. And when you talk to men about it, it has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with anything other than just an aid to an erection, basically. And but as women, we don't divorce ourselves from our sexuality in the same way that some men do. And so, therefore, pornography feels really threatening of how could he look at another woman. But so, look, if you've got a solid marriage and you can talk about money and kids, then maybe you can talk about your sex life as well and talk about what both of you want, how often you'd both like to have sex. And again, if he'd like to have more sex than you'd like to have, then filling in, you know, the spaces with pornography may make some sense to both of you, as long as he affirms that he really does care about you, that he's just not, you know, he just doesn't want to inflict his sexuality on you. On the other hand, if you'd like to have more sex, and women, you know, it's okay for you to take the initiative as well, okay? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S.
They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alright, I want to do two things here, which don't necessarily work terribly well together, but I thought I'd do them anyway. Let's finish up with favorite memories of either being a kid or being an adult, being a parent.
Okay, the last one comes to us from Deb, who says, Mom, Dad, Grandma, Cousins spending 2 weeks every summer at Lake Placid. I thought that was from a horror movie. Or is that just set
no.
So it's actually a Lake Placid?
That was that the one with, what's his name, Nichols? Jack Nicholson?
I don't know. That's some, okay.
She's coming. Yeah, I think that may, the hotel may have been at Lake Placid.
Oh.
Vaguely remember that.
Sorry, Deb, I hijacked your comment here. Anyway.
All right, so let's get back.
Yes.
So mom and grandparents, 2 weeks, Lake Placid.
That's right.
Ignore Trevor.
Cousins,
okay.
That's right. Yeah. Not a horror movie. Brother and I could each bring a friend. We'd boat to our cousin's place on the other side of the lake for dinners. Swimming, skiing, boating every day, walking to the local diner for breakfast, thunderstorms on the lake, awesome times.
Wow, that does sound fun.
That sounds
great. Can I be
adopted?
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
I remember going to visit a friend whose family had a place in Rhode Island, in Newport. And it was not one of the huge mansions, but it was pretty mansion-y. And they had this huge slide and for the kids. And I, for some reason, decided that I had to try it. And so I decided, since I weighed a little bit more than most of the kids, that I would try it with wax paper. Have you ever done that? Because it decreases the surface tension.
Oh, there you
go. I went flying, and I landed on my little butt on the cement because I went flying. First of all, it was a very long slide. Second of all, because there was no surface tension, and gravity, in theory, is going to work more on like a 100-pound person than a 12-pound person. And so I went flying well past where the soft sand was, and it should have taught me a lesson. I don't remember that it did. It just that it didn't actually knock it knocked the air out of me. But you know, if you do dumb stuff like that, it's hard to sort of do anything except sort of smile squeamishly and keep going. So squeamish smiles. But I do remember it. Alrighty. So talking about memory, this has actually, I don't know why this caught my eye, but I thought I would share it with you. It's called the conspiracy effect. Okay, we're now, the assumption is that 50% of Americans believe in a conspiracy, right? Do you believe in any, like, that powerful elites are plotting a new world order, global warming is a hoax, the government's covering up evidence of alien existence, that's the Roswell story, lizard people are taking over the planet,
that
vaccines?
One. Definitely that one, I believe.
You think lizard people?
Oh, yeah,
okay,
lizard people for sure.
The JFK conspiracy? The Elvis conspiracy, that we didn't really land on the moon, that was all just, you know, it was all set up in a theater.
What if Elvis was a lizard man?
And taking vaccines.
Indeed.
As part of the New World Order.
That's right.
There we go. Okay, basically, in a new study, mere exposure to popular conspiracy theory can make you less pro-social and less likely to establish accepted scientific principles.
Oh, no.
Okay, so it turns out that stupidity is kind of contagious. Oops. But that 50% of Americans. People watched a two-minute video clip of a popular global warming conspiracy, then assigned people to one of three groups, a conspiracy video group, a group who watched an inspirational United Nations video about taking action on global warming, or a neutral one. Participants who were exposed to the conspiracy video were less likely to think there is a widespread scientific agreement on human-caused climate change. They were less likely to sign an online public petition to help stop global warming and less likely to donate or volunteer for a charity in the next 6 months. They call it the conspiracy effect. 97% of leading climate scientists have independently concluded that human-caused global warming is real and happening. Yet watching a two-minute video clip about how it might all be part of a global conspiracy can compel us to throw science out the window and make people feel less inclined to engage with important societal issues, including helping others in need. Well, they're saying, okay, well, maybe you think that's just global warming. It turns out that in the link between other established scientific facts between AIDS and HIV or smoking and lung cancer, that reading about popular vaccination conspiracy theories can make people less willing to vaccinate their children. We know that, which poses a huge health risk. Refusing childhood vaccinations based on belief in unproven conspiracy theories is not very pro-social. That means that you are necessarily putting other kids at risk. And it apparently goes on and on. They talk about racist attitudes. Actually, I saw a really scary theory about racism. Somebody, I think a couple of months ago, out of Rochester, New York, had studied the concentration of slavery, how much of the population was slavery at the time of the Civil War, and going forward in the same geographical area, how many people were conservative.
And it turns out there is a one-to-one correlation. The more slaves that were in a particular area, the more likely the population is to be right-wing conservative. And the assumption is because the Civil War essentially ended slavery, that that those are the people who had the greatest, were hit with the greatest financial impact as a result of slavery, and therefore became very conservative and very anti-African Americans, because they felt that they were the responsible party for their financial fall. And it's continued, which is a kind of scary thing. Although that one seems to me kind of understandable, at least, that when something terrible happens to anybody, that we tend to look for a cause. We tend to look for somebody or something to blame. But it is a little alarming when you fast forward, what, 100 and some years, that 150 years, to think that that's still a major cause of how people vote, how people think, how people teach their children. As human beings, we probably still have some evolving to do, don't we? Okay, so conspiracies tends to apparently, once you believe in one conspiracy, you tend to believe in a lot. So the idea, they said, which do you think is more likely, than that 9/11 was an inside job, global warming is a hoax, or both? And it turns out that basically, that if you get two conspiracy theories and you put them together, then you're more likely to the people are more likely to believe them, even though they have absolutely nothing to do with one another, unless you believe that everything's part of a conspiracy. So the idea is that not only are conspiracies not very healthy for your well-being, because we know that people who are optimistic live longer, have lower blood pressure, but it turns out that things are going to be are going to glom together. So one of the problems about conspiracies is once you believe in one, you believe in lots of them. So folks, when in doubt, ask good questions, all right? Or call me, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.